At the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm visiting with Janie Gabbett, who is executive editor for Meeting Place, and I am a MeetingPlace.com subscriber. Get your emails, as I've heard many people say here already. So great to meet you and hear your presentation. You were talking about agriculture's voice in today's media. Many things that are very sensitive to this audience, as I think we can tell with post-session questions and comments I'm hearing. What are a couple of the takeaways you want people to come out of here organizationally, for example, in terms of how they deal with today's media world?
Sure. Thank you. I think the advice I want to give the industry is to get out ahead of stories. Don't be in a position so that you're scrambling to get your information together once the bad video comes out or the LFTB thing comes out. Make sure that information is out there and accessible so that you're in a position of just pointing them to the information, because today journalists are under ridiculous deadlines. They're usually trying to do a story in an hour. And then that's just the journalists. You know, then you've got all the pseudo-journalists. So I would say just get your information out there. Tell your story before something bad happens.
Well, whether you are a journalist or consumer or anybody, we're all using social media today, which is essentially new platforms that allow communication we didn't have a half a dozen years ago, pretty literally, at least not on this scale. So everybody's got an opportunity to get involved in this online conversation. You made a point about being involved as opposed to kind of like waiting, like even on having information ready, but also using some of those same channels yourself, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the industry needs to get on par with people who are using Facebook and Twitter and blogs. You need to, you know, I think the industry needs to be blogging, needs to be posting on, you know, Twitter, needs to be blasting information out on Facebook, because we have to adjust, just like we went from radio to television. I mean, as the conduit for exchanging news has evolved, then those who have a stake in the information need to evolve at the same time. So you've got to hit people where they live, and they live in social media.
Well, there's a lot of that going on right now in the ag sector. Everyone from American Farm Bureau Federation to the dairy industry and others are training their members in social media and all this. Just maybe a thought on, you know, organizations like USFRA now that's been created as coalition of ag groups to try to tell us, you know, where your food comes from to consumers. In your opinion, I think we're making any headway here in this whole thing?
I'm sure that you are making headway. I think it's just a constant vigilance that you have to have. And social media conduits are evolving so fast that just by the time you've got your Twitter account up and you think, phew, you can exhale, then it's the next thing. So you've got to look, you know, you've got to start looking even beyond Twitter and Facebook and see what's going to be the next vehicle, and you've got to jump on it quickly.
So I'll just ask you, is Meeting Place pinning photos to Pinterest yet? Or,
you know, that's a very good question. And we're not, I actually have a Pinterest account, but Meeting Place is not posting to Pinterest. But it's, you know, it's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's seriously, these things come up. That one grew and exploded, I think, for certain reasons. But now it seems to be kind of faltering a little bit in terms of losing its identity a little, as everybody has jumped in there, unlike Facebook did. So it's, you know, well, I guess we kind of just wait and see on some of these, but maybe like, I mean, at least in my opinion, think Twitter, Facebook, blogging, mm-hmm. podcasting, YouTube, Flickr. These are kind of they were the first. Mm-hmm. They are still there. They have evolved successfully, or more so than others, but we got to keep our eyes open for what's new.
Yes, absolutely, and I would go back to Flickr. I'm glad you mentioned Flickr, because Flickr has become a very good resource for us, because USDA posts a lot of photos on Flickr, and we know now that's an easy place we can go to grab them, and that's the key. You've got to make it easy for people to grab your photo and your information so that they put that into their story.
It's a word called tags. Make sure you use those tags so that people can find you. Well, thank you so much, Janie. It's great to meet you, and great program here. Your panel, I think, was very well received, and unfortunately, it was funny but sad at the same time to see that CNN clip. Won't get into it other than just to say that it shows how far removed some of the mainstream news reporters are from where their food comes from. Here at the Animal Ag Alliance Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.